Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us once again at WebEx Partner Podcast, where we talk about our ecosystem partners. This is Taryn Montero, your Cisco co-host, and introducing my co-host for today's episode is Chris Bodker, America's Workplace Strategy Executive at WebEx. Chris is a seasoned leader with more than 10 years of experience in video collaboration experience. And a quick fun fact, Chris was born in Holland, lived in the UK, and now resides in Boston, Massachusetts with his family. Great to have you join this podcast, Chris. How are you?
I am doing great. I feel like a world citizen the way that you introduced me there.
Now join us as we welcome Thomas Philipart DeFoy, Chief Innovation Officer at AppSpace. A dynamic executive with an exemplary record and a strong pulse on what AppSpace customers and the market wants. Thomas is natural at translating that into an award-winning product solution. He possesses the unique ability to have strategic conversations about the workplace experience with executives at Fortune 500 companies and can also provide technical feedback and direction to a team of developers. Prior to joining AppSpace in 2012, Thomas held a variety of senior roles at Cisco for over 16 years. Significantly, Thomas oversaw Cisco's digital media product and go-to-market strategy. Now, without further ado, let's get started.
Thank you, Taryn. So I think, Thomas, you are another fellow world citizen as well, I believe. So just tell us, where are you? Because I think we grew up very close together in the early years.
Yes, Chris, thanks for having me first before I get started. Yes, I was born in Belgium, raised a little bit around the world, and now I'm living out of Costa Rica.
So you're always on holiday, basically.
That's what my wife says.
So how did you get started into the technology business?
Well, funny enough, I started through Cisco. Back in 98, I had just graduated from communication and Cisco was hiring everywhere. No one knew what Cisco was doing. They were the plumbers of the internet. And I got an interview there. I didn't even know what I was interviewing with, but the next day I was starting in sales and did 16 years at Cisco in the technology space, never left. So I guess that was meant to be.
Excellent. And then, Mano, you did leave Cisco. When did you leave Cisco to join AppSpace?
It's been 12 years now or 11 years. That's been a while.
So we never overlapped. I guess I'm fairly new. I've only been at Cisco for about 4 years or so. And then prior to that, I was actually on the resell side. So partners that would resell AppSpace in there as well. So what do you miss about being away from Cisco?
Well, there's probably a lot of things that I could say I miss. The one thing that I miss the most is the ability for Cisco to reposition itself in new market through strategic acquisitions. And back in the days when I was in the digital media business unit, this was done through a small acquisition, open up a market, and created a huge whole new story for Cisco. So I guess this flexibility and this ability to see new opportunities and move fast is certainly one of the things I miss at Cisco.
And then, so tell us a little bit about what you've done at AppSpace. How did that all begin? And, you know, and I know, obviously, you've had a number of different roles there, but how did it all start?
Well, it started many years ago when I was still at Cisco. We started partnering with AppSpace. Back in the days, it was called Nexus On Demand. And we used the software as the content management for the Cisco media players. And a few years later, there was an opportunity to jump ships and to join the AppSpace startup and continue what we had started at Cisco. And I thought it was the right time 16 years after starting my career at Cisco. So that's been so far the story. It's been fun. It's been a roller coaster. It's been exciting to continue to work with Cisco as well throughout those years.
Nice. So back in 2021, AppSpace actually became a Solutions Plus partner with Cisco, which basically means that you have SKUs on the Cisco price list and that Cisco sellers and our partner resellers actually get paid on those SKUs. How did it all originally come together and why?
Well, AppSpace had already been on Solutions Plus 10 years before that, while we were focusing on digital media. And digital signage, particularly at Cisco. In 2021, Cisco came back to us. They were about to introduce a signage feature to their Cisco WebEx devices, and were looking for a partner to enable signage. And they reached out to us. We moved very quickly together and got a solution working that we could introduce to the market. I think the first event was Cisco Live in Barcelona, or I think it was Barcelona. And from there, it's been just a continuous ride for improvement, new features, and a stronger partnership.
So it's interesting that you say from a digital signage, because I know certainly when I was on the resale partner side, that's what AppSpace was known for, and that's certainly what we used to position with our customers. But of course, you know, we've now gone more into the whole hybrid work scenario. So how has AppSpace evolved in terms of from a digital signage perspective into this new hybrid world, hybrid work world?
Yeah, well, if you think about it, digital signage are basically workplace devices on which you push content. A natural progression to that was to look at more types of devices. The Cisco codecs were a great place to expand the signage story. But then the scheduling panels outside of the meeting rooms or the kiosks that you have in the lobbies were another area where AppSpace could bring value, because we know how to manage devices and we know how to manage content on those devices. So we introduced our room scheduling solution, our wayfinding solution. And then the next thing that happens is a global pandemic. Everyone's sent back home and companies reach out to us and say, well, we've been using AppSpace to communicate with our employees in the workplace. Now everyone's back home. How are you going to help us communicate with them when they're at home? And so we introduced an employee app that allows organization to continue pushing that content that were originally on digital signs now to personal devices. And then right after that, companies started coming back to us again and said, well, we're now planning to go back to the office and we need users to be able to request access to a building, maybe upload a vaccine certificate or a self screening questionnaire, book a desk, book a room. And so we decided to build the solution. It took 6 months for us to bring it to market. And very quickly, it was a huge success. And that allowed us to now talk more about a hybrid workplace experience where we power experiences both on personal devices and physical workplace devices. And we focus both on workplace communication and workplace management.
So let's drill into that a little bit, because, you know, if you look at a lot of companies today, you know, they have probably more office space available than they have people that actually want to go to the into the office. And we know there's splits there between some companies say, oh, it's a mandate, you've got to go in for this amount of time. But how do you deal with some of the questions that come back and say, look, I don't need to schedule anything because I have so much space available. I know that no matter, you know, how many employees come in there, there'll always be enough space. So why would I bother putting in a space management system? You know, what are some of the feedback that you're getting from your customers as to then why they're buying space management from AppSpace?
Well, that's a great question. Listen, it's a super fast moving market with constant changes in requirements and needs. And that's what makes it really fun. When we were returning through the pandemic, organizations wanted to know where people were sitting for contact tracing purposes, wanted to manage capacity in a building because they were worried people would not respect social distancing. There were a lot of reasons why you would want people to reserve a workspace or an access into a neighborhood. This has changed because, like you say, now there's plenty of space and not that many people in the office. So what organizations are trying to do is get people back into the office for the good reasons, not because they want them under their control, but because they know that this is part of the company DNA to meet in person. It's part of the collaboration experience. And so they're using AppSpace to find out, for employees to be able to find out which colleagues are going to be in the office when, and where are they going to be sitting or where are they going to be working from, so they can help bring people back together in the physical workplace. So the changes in the needs have been huge and they're constant. Another good use case is, although you don't need people to necessarily be assigned to a seat, you want to know who's using your workspace, because you want to know where does the demand come the most from. You want to be able to address the needs of those people or those groups of people. You also want to be doing cross billing, because if only sales is using the workspace, you want to make sure the sales department is built for those workspaces they use and so forth. So we're now seeing AppSpace being used a lot to bring people back together to monitor the usage of the workspace and make sure that the right people can be provided with the right services and the right departments can be built based on their right usage.
So this is not just as simple as saying, I'm going to put every desk in every room into my calendaring system as a resource because of all the reasons that you've just said, you know, all the ancillary things is a, you know, a resource calendar doesn't tell you who's where or what, doesn't allow you to do the billing aspects that you've talked about. You know, so that would be one of the real reasons why you'd go to a space management piece. So how are you seeing, if you look at, there's a lot of customers that are reducing real estate. So I'm assuming you're seeing the demand for your space management in particular start to go up more and more and more, because eventually we're going to get into a situation where it's the other way around, where I actually have a larger group of employees around a particular office than I actually have office space for. So I can't have them all come in at the same time. You know, is that what you're seeing start to happen as well, or is that still some time off?
I think it's huge right now. I have probably five or six big customer RFPs that I'm jumping on every week at the moment for global rollout of space management and workplace experience. And again, for the purpose of bringing people back together. And a number of really large organizations announced before Christmas they were going to bring everyone back in the office, and they had a huge pushback. And so they're going to say, okay, if we're going to allow people to come in 3 days, let's make sure they come in they're good 3 days, the 3 days where they're going to get most value from the workplace. So the demand is huge, but it also needs to drive a new experience in the workplace, not what we had in the past, where you would come and sit at a nice assigned seat and then go into a meeting. It's a lot more about huddle spaces, collaboration spaces, open huddle. And I think that's driving a whole new approach to the workplace environment. I think Cisco and AppSpace are uniquely positioned because as organizations reduce their real estate, they're going to increase the technology in the spaces.
And can you talk, and actually on that subject, can you then talk a little bit about as to what is the value proposition? And it's interesting you say about, you know, new offices and hybrid work. So at Cisco, you know, we are spending tens of millions of dollars, actually north of hundreds of millions of dollars on redoing offices in certain areas that are full hybrid work. I love going into those places because, you know, I get a lot of information when I walk in on all of our devices, and our video devices aren't just in conference rooms anymore. I think in, like, for example, in our Penn One New York City office, 20% of our devices are actually in open spaces where people want to collaborate. And obviously when they're not being used, you get all the information from a company perspective that's displayed there through AppSpace. But what are some of the other things that specifically integrate with our devices that where AppSpace and Cisco devices can add real incremental value to that employee experience and that employee hybrid journey?
Well, I think it all starts from home. When I'm planning my journey into the office, I'm going to look for different workplace resources that match my needs. And if I'm going to have a collaboration session with colleagues, I'm going to look for a meeting space or a huddle space that has the right technology stack. And being able to search for a room that has a WebEx board or a hot desk that has a desk pro, because I need high quality video conferencing and whiteboarding capabilities during that journey. Being able to search for the right hardware, the right setup is really important. Now, that brings a new challenge is the technology has evolved a lot during the pandemic in the physical workplace. A lot of new devices, a lot of new capabilities. So there's a user adoption and education piece that's needed. Inside the AppSpace app, when you actually reserve a workspace with a WebEx board, all the instructions on how to use the WebEx board are in that app. So when you arrive on site, you already have all the information. You know how to start your meeting. You know how to issue a whiteboarding session. You're basically able to leverage most of the technology that's available, which is the big focus for any CIO, CTO, is making sure that people are using the technology they're investing in. So that's part of the preparation onto your journey in the office. And then when you arrive in the office, the first thing you want to know as an employee is this a safe space to go in? And so being able to display workplace insights such as air quality, heat maps of the spaces, and knowing if a workspace or a neighborhood is close to capacity so that you can take the right decision on whether you want to go in or not. Those are really important. And integrating with Cisco, devices and Cisco Spaces to do and deliver that is extremely powerful. And once you're in the space, it's what else can I do? Well, obviously you enter a meeting room, there's signage turned on. It's telling you how to use the workspace. It's eventually providing you workspace insights. But you can also trigger content on demand to watch a little video tutorial on how to invite someone to a call, for example. So again, continuing on that user adoption journey. Now, if anything goes wrong in the workplace, there's a fire alarm that goes on or something worse, we're able to communicate to Cisco devices, to the WebEx app, to the AppSpace app, and make sure that users are made aware of what's happening in the physical workplace and provide the right recommendations for safety purposes. So our journey with Cisco and the workplace experience keeps going and going. And I think one thing that I'm focused on the innovation side is removing frictions. If I'm able to bring a user in the workplace and not have that user to do too many things, but have the workplace do it for him, then that's amazing. For example, I book a desk, I arrive at the desk, I don't need to check in, I don't need to touch anything. As soon as I sit at the desk knows it's me and it's able to check me into the app and confirm that I've arrived on destination. That's an awesome experience.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that certainly we're excited about is, you know, all of our Cisco devices are built on what we call Room OS. And it's basically the iOS equivalent for video systems. So a lot of these things that you talked about can be enabled through that. And I've certainly used that myself. Walking into Pen One, first thing I do is look up onto the board and see where is the best environment. I like it to be cool, so I tend to go to the side that tends to be cooler in there. And then walking into the space as well and being able to use the device to pull those things up, to pull that information up. We've had some customers come through as well where they sort of say, great, even in between meetings, I can sit down at a device and pull up AppSpace content for training. And I can do that directly on the device without having to set up a laptop or anything like that. So I think, you know, the intelligence that we have and the services that you build together, I think are really, really powerful in that. What I like about what you said is that hybrid work journey. A user has a journey from the home to the office and back again and in between. And you have to have the right devices for wherever they want to work to give an experience that's as engaging as it possibly can be, so they feel they belong to the meeting, to the company. So that's super, super exciting. So that was great. I really look forward to continuing the relationship that we have in the future. And with that, Taryn, why don't I hand it back to you?
All right. And first of all, thank you so much, Chris and Thomas, for your time. And don't forget, all of our featured ecosystem partner products are available through Cisco. Connect your Cisco sales rep for more details. And we hope you enjoyed today's episode with Thomas Philippart DeFoy from AppSpace. Next time, we will get into more episodes with Solutions Plus and our ecosystem partners. Don't forget to click subscribe. The Cisco Podcast Network is currently now available to tune in on most of our channels, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audible, and many more. You'll find great episodes there. Thanks for listening.